All right. Good morning, everybody. Got two talks here. Both of them are talks, work that Iftikhar Ahmed has done. Iftikhar Ahmed over on your right there is a faculty member from University of Agriculture in Faisalabad, Pakistan. He spent 3 years in our group, and he has since gone back to Pakistan, so that's why he could not be here to present. Iftikhar has been very keen on very practical things that he can do in Pakistan. Even with all the political troubles in Pakistan, the middle class has been growing, and economically, parts of Pakistan are doing very well. And so there's been an increased interest in floriculture production, in particular cut flowers. They do a lot with gladiolus, roses, tuberoses, marigolds. And so, you know, he's been really trying to learn what he can and do what he can to help the floriculture industry in Pakistan. They've also just started getting into bedding plants, starting to grow more bedding plants and sell more bedding plants. So the floriculture industry in Pakistan is very new, but has been pretty steadily growing. The other person on the titles there is Bruno Favero. He's a PhD student from Brazil, and Brazil has a program where they will send students to schools in the middle of their PhD programs to learn new techniques, and so that's what Bruno was doing with our group. All right, so we're going to talk today on Fresco, GA plus VA, and other solutions for the base life of cut lilies and gladiolus. Lilies and glads are among the most important cut flowers in the world. The lily is the number one produced cut flower in the United States at this point. It took over for roses many years back. Leaf chlorosis is a major issue with, in particular, lilies. It's accentuated by cold storage and or shipping, results in early leaf senescence or wilting. Fluctuations in shipping temperature, storage temperature can greatly increase the amount of chlorosis in lilies. And there's been work that shows that there's cultivar variation. Okay, so there's a fair amount of work has already been done with the use of GA and BA on the vase life of lilies, as well as a number of other cut flower species. However, one of the flowers that Iftikhar was most interested in was glads, and there's been no information he could find on glads. And looking at it, of course, the growers would like to apply the GA plus BA during cold storage. There's been not all that much information to show that particular combination, of course, because lilies being very sensitive to flower opening, the flower buds can open up very quickly, and then that can make them difficult to ship. Also, Fresco is a new formulation of GA plus BA. It's been out there for a while, but has not really been tested on cut flowers, so we wanted to look at that. Okay, so the objectives were to look at Fresco on gladiolus and lily leaf chlorosis when applied during cold storage, as well as to compare Fresco with a couple of bulb-specific products, Chrysal BVB, which is a GA plus BA product, and then Chrysal Bulb Flower Food, which is actually, we're looking at it from the point of view of what the growers are going to do, but the bulb food actually is typically used later in the processing stage, but we wanted to go ahead and compare it with the early part. So there were four lily cultivars, one Oriental Lily, Cobra, and then Pacino.com and Orange Art for Asiatic hybrids, and then there were four gladiola cultivars. So the stems were commercially produced. They were harvested in the morning, hydrated in water for a few hours, and then shipped to the NC State Lab within 4 days. For the most part, we got things overnight. Everything was repeated twice, but a couple of the shipments took a little longer. So upon arrival, we sorted them in terms of the number of open florets and stem caliper. The stems were then labeled for treatments. They were recut to either 60 or 80 lengths for lilies or glads, and then they were placed in the appropriate solutions in the dark for around 20 hours. And then after treatment, so that's an overnight treatment again, which is intended for growers to apply, potentially wholesalers, but usually it's going to be growers. After treatments, the stem ends were rinsed, and then they were placed in tap water, 3 stems per vase, at standard cut flower post-harvest conditions with the temperature light in the photo period. So the treatments, of course, we had the tap water control, and then 2.5, 5, and 10 milligrams per liter GA plus BA, which was in the Fresco product, and then 2 milliliters per liter GA plus BA, which is the Chrysal BVB, and then the 10 grams per liter, just the Chrysal flower food, which, of course, has the sugar, the biocide, and the acidifier. And all the solutions were compared using tap water, and as I mentioned, they were all repeated at least once. The data collected, of course, vase life, the ever-important vase life, change in fresh weight, water uptake, stem quality, leaf chlorosis, of course, that was one of the major focus of the study, initial and final solution, pH and EC, the number of open florets or flowers, and then, of course, termination symptoms. You know, why did the flowers die in various cases? Completely randomized design, 5 replications of 3 stems per vase, and then with a NOVA and Fisher's LSD for mean separation. So here we've got the vase life data, with the green being Cobra, and we can see that the low were there were tap water and the Chrysal bulb flower food, and then as we increased the rate of GA plus BA, the vase life got longer, and then the Chrysal BVB, which is a commercial formulation of GA plus BA, did very well also. And we can see the same pattern with the other cultivars. Of course, the lilies responded very well, as we would have expected. Okay, and then here we have .com, the same thing. As the rate increased, so did the vase life. Leaf chlorosis. Couple of different patterns here. For the most part, if there was GA plus BA, the leaf chlorosis was taken care of completely. And with the bulb food also doing pretty well at controlling the leaf chlorosis in Cobra. In Cappuccino, there was a little more leaf chlorosis. That was a more sensitive cultivar. If you look at the different scales there, the number of yellow leaves, okay, you can see a big difference. Cobra here, you know, the high is up around 3.2. We can see Cappuccino, you know, a lot of the leaves. So we're seeing some of the cultivar variation that I mentioned earlier during the literature review, with Cappuccino being a lot more sensitive. And then .com and Orangeard also being very sensitive to leaf chlorosis, but again, also very sensitive to control of leaf chlorosis by the GA plus BA. So for Gladiolus, not as big a difference there in the effect of the GA plus BA, although in general we did see an increase, as we saw with lilies, and then in this case the bulb flower food did very well also. So we have for Alice and Mammoth, again, very similar pattern. And then for Passion, did very well. And Scarlet turned out to be very responsive. It showed a definite increase in vase life due to the GA plus BA. Leaf chlorosis, of course, that was the focus, but in this particular set of flowers, and actually both times it was repeated, there just simply was not as much leaf chlorosis on the gladiolus. Gladiolus can sometimes show a lot of it and sometimes be perfectly, you know, have no problems at all with it. And so we, even though the rule is, you know, if you want to work on a, if you want to get rid of a disease, you start a study on it. If you want to get rid of a problem, start a study on it. So in this particular case with GLADS, we just took care of it by doing a study on it. But this Alice here, it did show, that's the cultivar that showed it the most, and you can see that the leaf chlorosis went down with all the GA plus BA products. So I see my time is running out, so I'm okay. Summary, cut stems of lily and gladiolus should be pulsed with 5 to 10 milligrams per liter Fresco or the Chrysal BVB, and it worked just fine to pulse while in the cooler for 20 hours, so basically an overnight treatment. The Chrysal bulb flower food was not as effective, but again, it was that's more of a holding solution, and it's intended for later, but we wanted to give it a try anyway. So it did not work as well as a grower-applied solution. So a number of acknowledgments here, the Joseph Hill Memorial Foundation and the International Cut Flower Growers providing the funding for it. The cut flowers we got from Sun Valley and Gladaway, both in California, Thanks to them for shipping the flowers overnight to us. Gail Smith for providing the Kreisel products. Ingram Allison helped with this one, and Diane Mays for the technical assistance, and of course NC State and University of Agriculture for Salavat.